My God, the knee-jerk reaction by Jeep. You know, they did that commercial over the weekend during the Super Bowl where they aired it. Bruce Springsteen's on it, and they're like, yep, we got to pull the ad. What do you think of that?
That commercial was trash, and Jeep looked for the quickest opportunity to get that thing out of there.
Really? You think they used this as a convenient excuse
Absolutely.
To pull
Come
the commercial,
on,
which got incredible blowback? You didn't like the commercial, huh?
That commercial is one of the worst commercials in history. It basically had a white male in a little church in the middle of America talking about bringing people together when that alienates a whole host of folks, and that's what the whole Capitol insurrection and some of the politics we have are about now, and that lack of inclusivity in that commercial, it was really loud to people. It was clear about who the commercial was speaking to, and it was a very hypocritical ad, especially coming from the boss being in that commercial. It was weird. The politics aside, it was incredibly dystopian to me. It was the most one of the most depressing commercials I've ever seen. Post-apocalyptic, even.
Yeah, and
this is a failure. Jeep got so much blowback, and they looked for the quickest opportunity to get that thing out of there.
I hadn't even thought of that. I thought it was typical knee-jerk, you know, advertiser reaction. If it gets real loud for a couple days, they freak out, pull it. And then the great thing is, after it clears up, and you know, in 7 days, you're like, maybe we shouldn't have done that. But you already did it. So, but you think it was tied to the failure in the eyes of many with that Super Bowl commercial. Xavier Pope is with us out of Chicago. He's our legal analyst here on Thursdays, culture analyst as well. You and I were talking about The Mandalorian last week. You know, Gina Carano plays a pretty interesting character. She's a former MMA fighter. She played an interesting character because she's now been fired by Disney. So what do you know about this one? What do you make of the decision?
Yeah, she had some different posts in the past. And Disney, it was interesting. They basically admitted that we've been watching her for a while.
Oh.
Yeah, they were just waiting for an opportunity to give her the act. And so she made a statement about having her political views as divisive as they are, some they were considered to be transphobic. There were also other viewpoints in terms of wearing masks and some of her other opinions that was like being like Nazi Germany. And I think that you can't. Hitler is a third rail topic. You don't bring up Hitler. I don't understand why people keep trying to play Nazi and Hitler. Leave Hitler and the Nazis out of it. And your career will be fine.
Well, this is very interesting for Las Vegas. That's a deep topic. So, and we follow a lot of MMA, and I'm a little disappointed to hear that Disney has been following it, because if you've been following it, Gina Carano has been obnoxious and spewing dangerous rhetoric on the web for a while. It's actually a bigger problem, Xavier, because MMA has a lot of folks like this in general, so I don't know if she got this from her family, Hollywood types, or her background in MMA. This kind of crap goes on all around mixed martial arts, and especially within the UFC.
Yeah, it is. I think that sport has a really big issue with being a white supremacist sport. Let's be frank. And that harbors a lot of views that definitely are hate driven. And I know this is Vegas, and I know a lot of Pi fans are watching. Listen, that love MMA, and I love it. I like the sport. I'm a black dude. Like, I like the sport, you know, and it has some colorful stars in the sport that are of different ethnicities, but a lot of the fan base and some of the politics, it's out there. And I think that the sport needs to address itself, but unfortunately, they're led by a guy who has views that are out there, too. I think the sport has a race problem. It has a cultural problem. It has a politics problem that needs to be addressed.